You know that feeling when you're trying to help a student nail a tricky speech sound, and you've gone through every single trick in your book? It can be, well, a real puzzle sometime.
Oh, absolutely.
But what if there was a resource, like specifically designed to make articulation therapy more effective and honestly, maybe even a little more fun?
Right.
Today, we're taking a deep dive into the brand new Robokind Speech Articulation Curriculum blog, and it looks like it might just offer some genuinely innovative solutions for SLPs.
Exactly. And we're not just looking at, another piece of software here. This is presented as a full curriculum, really rooted in solid educational principles and using technology in a, well, a pretty thoughtful way. Our goal today is really to explore what this blog is telling us about this new approach and how it aims to support SLTs in their crucial work with students who have speech sound disorders.
And what's immediately interesting, I think, is the foundation. This isn't something built completely from scratch, right?
No.
It's an adaptation of Robokind's already respected phonics program, which is known for its evidence-based approach. So they've taken that strong base and really honed it for the specific challenges of speech articulation.
Boy.
We're talking about a structured curriculum, 41 digital lessons, all aligned with IEP goals, national standards, and importantly, the science of reading. But the real focus and what we're here to explore today is how this is designed to truly help students with speech sound disorders, including those with diverse learning needs, make, significant progress. So let's start with the bedrock of this approach. What kind of research is actually informing this curriculum?
Well, what's particularly compelling, and the blog highlights this right away, is its grounding in evidence-based practices. It points directly to the 2011 work of Baker and McLeod. Now, the key insight from their research, and something this Robokind curriculum seems to address head-on, is that simply telling a child how to produce a sound often just isn't enough. Effective therapy, they found, really relies on a systematic, explicit, and crucially multi-sensory approach. Think of it like building a house, you need a solid blueprint and the right materials used in the right order.
That makes perfect sense. Yeah. And it sounds like Robokind has really internalized that. The blog emphasizes how their digital lessons are structured to provide that systematic guidance. It's not just about like rote repetition. They're intentionally weaving in visuals, auditory cues, so kids can hear the target sound clearly, and even tactile and kinesthetic elements. For instance, visual cues might show tongue placement, right? And maybe the avatar's movements could help kids understand the physical act of producing the sound. It's about engaging multiple pathways for learning.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to a broader understanding of early literacy, the blog also brings in Gillen's 2004 research, which underscores that vital link between phonemic awareness, that ability to hear and manipulate individual sounds and words, and articulation skills.
Oh, interesting connection.
Yeah, they're really two sides of the same coin when it comes to reading development. What's exciting here, from what the blog describes, is that this platform seems designed to work on both of these areas simultaneously through these engaging digital activities.
So it's not just about fixing, say, an R sound in isolation, it's contributing to a child's overall journey to becoming a confident communicator and reader.
Precisely. That's the bigger picture.
Okay, so we understand the strong why behind this approach, the research. Now, let's get into the nitty-gritty. What are some of the standout features that the Robokind blog highlights as being particularly innovative? What makes this different from maybe more traditional methods or, other digital tools out there?
Well, a key area where this curriculum seems to shine, according to the blog, is in its phonemic formation support. It goes beyond just modeling the sound. It provides really granular, step-by-step guidance on how to physically produce each individual speech sound. The blog mentions some fantastic embedded tools to support this.
Like those audio samples and wow, X-ray demonstration videos. Imagine being able to actually see what's happening inside the mouth as a sound is being made. That level of visual clarity could be a real game changer for students who struggle with motor planning. And the voicing comparisons, like visually and auditorily, showing the difference between a voiced sound like B and its unvoiced counterpart like P. That's a subtle but crucial distinction that can be so hard for kids to grasp sometimes.
Exactly. That combination of auditory and visual input can really solidify both the motor plan for producing the sound and the ability to discriminate between similar sounds. But what's particularly innovative and builds on the importance of visual feedback highlighted by Preston and Lehman in their 2014 work is the integrated camera mirror.
Oh, that's clever. So the student can see their own mouth movements in real time as they're trying to produce the sound. That immediate visual feedback loop is so powerful for self-correction and improving accuracy. The blog even emphasizes how crucial these features can be for students with, say, childhood apraxia of speech or other motor-based articulation disorders, where that precise motor control is the core challenge.
Absolutely. And extending this whole multisensory approach, the blog introduces the digital sound wall and vowel valley. Now, most SLPs are familiar with the concept of sound walls, right? But this digital iteration seems to take it to a whole new level of engagement.
No more static posters just gathering dust on the wall. This is interactive. The blog describes how students can actually hear the target sound pronounced, watch an X-ray video demonstrating its production, and see clear visual cues illustrating the correct mouth positioning all within the digital environment. That's hitting auditory, visual, and even providing a kind of mental model for the kinesthetic sense.
It is. And as research from folks like Erie and colleagues back in 2001 and Foreman and her team in 2016 has consistently shown, this kind of multisensory instruction is incredibly beneficial for students with speech and language impairments. It's about creating these rich sensory experiences that, through repetition and active engagement, help build those strong and lasting connections between the sound, its written form maybe, and the necessary muscle memory for accurate articulation. It makes those abstract phonemes much more tangible, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And it doesn't stop at just sound production, does it? The blog details a whole suite of interactive tools designed to keep students actively involved and motivated. Because let's be honest, sometimes drilling articulation sounds can feel a bit, well, like a drill.
Exactly. No one loves endless drills. The blog highlights several engaging elements. There are silly sentences, for example, where students can work with words containing their target sounds in a fun, slightly absurd context, which can really help with generalization outside the therapy room.
That sounds fun.
Then you have the digital flashcards, which allow for that crucial targeted repetition in all positions of words, initial, medial, and final. Still important, but maybe more engaging digitally.
And the assessment spinner sounds like a fantastic way to add an element of chance and excitement to practice. Plus, the fact that it helps track progress towards specific learning objectives, IEP goals, and even aligns with national standards, that's a really efficient way for SLPs to monitor student growth, isn't it?
Definitely. Streamlining that data tracking is huge.
Hmm.
And let's not overlook the digital reward jar. A little bit of positive reinforcement can go a long way in keeping students motivated and invested in their progress. But perhaps one of the most forward-thinking features mentioned is the virtual avatar teaching assistant.
A virtual assistant for articulation therapy. That sounds intriguing. How does that work? What does the blog say?
Well, the blog describes it as providing consistent, supportive prompts and feedback. Think of it as an always available practice partner that can reinforce learning and provide that extra level of repetition, that consistent model. And as Wren and colleagues' 2013 research indicates, technology-assisted instruction, particularly when it incorporates real-time feedback and clear modeling, can be a highly effective supplement to traditional therapy. So the avatar can offer that consistent modeling, potentially freeing up the SLP to focus on more complex aspects of intervention or maybe work with another student simultaneously.
This all sounds like it could be incredibly beneficial for the students, yeah. But what about the SLPs who will be using this curriculum? The blog touches on how it's designed to support them as well, right? Because their time is so valuable.
Absolutely. That's a crucial aspect highlighted in the blog, the support for diverse learners, particularly English language learners, or ELLs. This is so vital in today's classrooms, and the blog emphasizes how this curriculum takes those linguistic differences into account.
And it sounds like RoboKind has gone the extra mile here. They've developed an ELL phone guide that covers sound patterns in six common home languages: Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Vietnamese, Tagalog, and Korean. That seems like a fantastic resource for SLPs.
It really is. This guide offers valuable insights into common sound substitutions that students might make based on their first language. For example, the blog mentions the tendency for some Spanish speakers to substitute a V sound with a B sound or maybe F. Understanding these patterns can really inform assessment and intervention strategies, preventing misdiagnosis.
And it's not just about identifying potential differences, is it? The blog also discusses strategies for culturally responsive articulation therapy, which is so important for creating an inclusive and effective therapeutic environment.
Precisely. The blog seems to align well with Ashe's recommendations, like those from 2020, which stress the importance of considering a student's linguistic background to ensure accurate diagnosis and culturally sensitive intervention. It's about understanding the student's whole communication system, not just the English sounds.
Okay, so let's bring it all together. Based on this blog post, what are the key advantages for SLPs that the RoboKind speech articulation curriculum is really emphasizing? It sounds like there are some significant benefits on offer.
Yeah, the blog really distills it down to a few core advantages.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, it's built on that strong foundation of evidence-based practices that we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
That's critical.
Definitely.
Second, it's designed to align seamlessly with the IEP goals and national standards that guide so much of an SLP's work. So less time trying to retrofit activities.
And for any SLP who's ever felt overwhelmed by the sheer amount of preparation required for effective therapy, cutting out materials, finding the right visuals, the promise of reduced prep time has to be a major draw.
Absolutely. Huge draw. The digital nature of the curriculum, with its built-in activities and resources, could significantly streamline session planning and material creation. And perhaps most importantly, it's designed to be engaging and effective for a wide range of learners,
mm-hmm.
addressing those diverse needs we've been discussing.
Mm-hmm.
The blog's tagline really encapsulates it. No prep, no stress, just speech therapy that works for the student and the SLP. That's a pretty compelling proposition.
It really is. So if you're an SLP listening to this and you're looking for innovative ways to enhance your articulation therapy, the RoboKind speech articulation curriculum, as detailed on their new blog, certainly sounds like a resource worth exploring. It appears to offer a really exciting blend of, you know, research-backed strategies and engaging technology.
Exactly. And the blog has a direct call to action for interested folks. They're inviting SLPs to join the waiting list today by reaching out via email. The address mentioned is speecharticulation@robokind.com.
Okay, good to know.
Yeah, it sounds like a fantastic opportunity to potentially get in on the ground floor and see how this curriculum could maybe transform your sessions and really energize your students' learning.
It truly does feel like we're seeing a really positive evolution in speech articulation therapy, where technology is being used not just for, like, novelty, but as a deeply integrated tool to enhance learning and improve outcomes for students. It makes you excited to think about how these kinds of well-designed resources will continue to shape the future of the field.
Yeah, this brings up a really important point for you listening, for the SLPs out there. How might incorporating a curriculum like this, with its strong research base and these innovative features, not only potentially simplify your workload, but also maybe lead to even greater breakthroughs for your students, you know, the ones who are working so hard to improve their communication skills? It's definitely something to consider as you look for the most effective tools to support their journey.